Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However thou listenest to us, we appreciateth it. We're going to be here. We misspeak like a pirate day. That was the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Talk like a pirate.
Shit.
Avast ye swabs.
Go fuck yourself.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be here for the next couple hours. All kinds of fun shit to talk about.
Yay.
We're so proud.
Oh, yes.
Of our commander-in-chief. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And is it true? Is Donald Trump pardoning Bill Cosby? Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe.
I wouldn't put it past him. Why not?
He is black, though.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't
right.
know. A couple strikes against him right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Join
Yay.
Us on social medias and everything at Crab Diving. On the Twitters during the show, you can also... join us over at Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool folk hang out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, excuse me. A little burpy. I don't have a burp button.
Oh, okay.
I guess I do. I reached over there.
I don't know. Can you guys tell when we burp?
Cough buttons?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can hear shit. So a lot of times stuff, I take it out on the...
Okay.
On the podcast, though.
Oh, shit,
if we make any horrible bodily noises, I can take that shit out on the podcast.
Damn.
I do noise reduction.
Oh, okay.
It's Bill Cosby is trending.
Yes.
And everything. Let's get into the... and buy shit through our Amazon portal.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yeah. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat, funkin' chunk of.
Yeah, we love you long time, those that do and buy shit, and we appreciate that. Let's see what's going on in the headlines, and then we'll get to all of the fun stuff.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 25th, 2018.
The year of our non-existent fucking lord.
These are your headlines.
Yay.
I still can't get that
the drop
that sound effect to work.
It
vexeth me.
I wonder if people remember George Bush anyway.
Wistfully, which is terrifying.
God, then they're stupid.
Right.
Hey, there's nothing. There's no wist.
I mean, in comparison to this, though.
Right. Still hadn't lied us into a war. Yemen, though Yemen.
Working on it.
Right.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huffington, or excuse me, I have to take out the Huff Post. The headline there says, loading, says still loading.
Yes.
You said load. GOP men, this is so sad. Who would think this is a good idea?
What is it?
GOP men hire women to take Cav heat. They're hiring a lawyer, disgusting. A prosecutor who has prosecuted a lot of sexual assault cases, and she happens to possess a vagina because they're worried about the optics of a bunch of old white misogynist, sexist,
you know,
fuckwad men.
Yes.
Shaming a poor victim.
No, this is their thing. They want to be able to shame this person. They want America to see this person shamed, the Republicans, but they want to do it with a woman so they don't look evil. That's the optics.
Right.
Right?
I mean, right.
And I'm going to try to get through this show without losing my fucking mind. I've been listening to that Fear. What's funny to me is that
Bob Woodward, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon Audible.
Right.
You're listening, right?
Yes. Yeah. I am. And to me, I'm going through this stage where I'm kind of infuriated at the Democrats. I am. Because if you look at what the Dems were up against with Steve Bannon, they didn't have a fucking chance. They didn't have a fucking chance. What do they have? God, Hillary gave him their rallying cry. Deplorables.
They need back somebody like Carville.
Too late.
Right?
Yeah, but...
Somebody like that, I mean.
But what's frustrating is they didn't appreciate this blotch Nazi Bannon and how good that guy is at his fucking job.
He's... With a certain key demo. Yeah.
He won. They're in fucking White House, and the Dems are not because they didn't take Bannon seriously. They should be embarrassed about the campaign they ran. What was Hillary's slogan? I don't know. Deplorables. They used it. God. And look at this. Look at these evil ass Republicans. Look what they're doing with this Kavanaugh hearing.
Yeah.
They're bringing this woman in. They're actually going to use this. What if he gets confirmed? What if he gets confirmed? Are the Democrats going to have to? Are we constantly going to lose to these right wing nut job dick bags? Constantly.
Well, yeah, if we don't get out and vote in November,
yes,
we're going to lose. That's the way our system works. No, there's nothing we can do if they decide to ultimately vote for him. It just have to hope that the political ramifications upon them
fight harder
are enough to keep them somewhat in line, but
fight harder. That's what I say.
Didn't work with Trump.
Michelle Obama's, you go low, we go high. Fuck that. I don't know what that is.
Well, that works for her.
To do what?
Huh?
I mean, I guess for her. But damn, guys. What the fuck? Let's kick some fucking ass.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I mean, we should have like a Joe Biden out there every fucking day screaming somewhere like, this Kavanaugh guy's a fucking rapist. He's a fucking rapist. Let's use those words. You know?
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee said Tuesday they will not be questioning Christine Blasey Ford about her sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh later this week. Instead, they're hiring a woman as outside counsel to do it for them.
They're pieces of fucking shit.
Senator Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, said there's no particular expertise that a questioner is going to have in this situation. Why are my colleagues hiding from their role as members of the Judiciary Committee?
They are cowards.
Grassley says they've hired as counsel a woman who is a prosecutor with expertise in sex crimes.
Yeah.
He says he's not releasing the woman's name because he's concerned for her safety.
They're not releasing the prosecutor's name that's going to question the person?
I saw in one of the letters from Dr. Blasey's attorneys to the Senate, Republican fucks,
yes,
that they were saying, well, we want the person's name. We want to meet with her tomorrow before this.
Right.
We want to meet with whoever's going to be questioning.
Right.
He says, Grassley said, we've done it because we want to politicize the whole process like the Democrats politicized the Anita Hill thing.
Fuck you.
Got to do a what about, right?
God, Grassley, how old are you? I mean, 80, sure. God.
80-something?
Hey, Jesus, if you exist, what are you waiting on? Motherfucker.
Democratic members of the committee, a group that includes multiple women and people of color, they note here.
Wow.
Not like the Republican side.
Right.
Are slated to do their own questioning of Kavanaugh and Blasey on Thursday. So hopefully the Democrats will be able to
sit there, ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Evan Oddie's doing something. He's getting crazy. I like that.
And what's his face? Kavanaugh on a disaster aversion tour where he was on Fox getting that long hand job.
Kavanaugh?
Yeah. He had that interview on Fox.
Oh, yes.
Trying to, because his numbers this week, even lower, like he was the first SCOTUS nominee to be in the hole, which means more people are saying don't approve of this guy than are saying do it. And that went down from last week to this week. So even fewer people think he should be confirmed.
Democrats, you know what I want? I want this guy impeached if he gets confirmed. That's what I want. Bye.
That's what a lot of people are saying, is that how stupid the Republicans are, because they're really setting themselves up for having the first SCOTUS that is impeached. The SCOTUS justice impeached, because if more shit comes out from him that they ignored and pushed under the rug, and the Democrats are in charge.
Go get him. Get mad, get angry. And you know what? They're going to bitch. They're going to complain. The right-wing nut jobs are going to say you're being petty. Who fucking gives a fuck? They suck.
And him to the...
Impeach that motherfucker. He's a rapist.
So, there you go. And Lindsey Graham done lost his mind.
Fuck off, Lindsey.
Like 4 or 5 minutes was trying to... He put on a human ghillie suit and was trying to blend in. And,
I had to think about that for a second.
Huh?
He has to wear a suit to blend in with the other humans because he's such a dick bag.
And he
that's pretty funny.
Is now completely lost his mind.
Yeah, fuck him.
There's nothing redeemable about Lindsey anymore. He wants a special counsel to go after the deep state now.
Oh, fuck off.
That has obviously tried to stage a coup against President Trump. I think it's almost blatantly obvious that somebody got to him with something, because he flipped on a fucking dime. And to be so critical and try to, you know, be sane for a while, and then suddenly now to go total Trump whore,
right,
and Putin whore.
It's interesting. Why are we letting the right use the word coup? That should be our word. Because that's what happened in that election. In 2016, in November, there was a coup. The Russians helped Trump win. He didn't win the popular vote. A bunch of shenanigans went on, and he won with the help of a foreign power.
Well, that's that.
That's a fucking coup, baby.
That's that, the GOP / Russian fuck jitsu that they do to you. They flip it over on you and blame you for what they're doing.
I think we need our progressives to start using words like coup, like Kavanaugh's a rapist. And get real with this shit. And that's what Trump does, right? Trump puts racist buzzwords out there, and he gives his little dumbass minions vocabulary in ways to voice their stupid, fucked up opinions. Let's do the same thing. Let's go get these fucks. It was a coup in November of 2016. That wasn't a fucking election.
That's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Let's see what's going on. Over at the Drudge Report, probably some of the same.
Right.
The headline at the Drudge Report is all about Bill Cosby. That's the other the other interesting headline of the day is finally getting sort of his comeuppance. I mean, it really,
when you look at the amount of time.
But
I mean, if he dies, so he goes to jail. Let's say he does 3 years. How long before he croaks?
He might be okay. I mean, who knows if he'll get out before that, like in half of the time because of good behavior or whatever.
He's a rich dude.
Yeah.
He might not do well. I say he dies in 6 months in prison. What do you say?
Oh, I think he'll
live.
Yeah, I think he'll do like a year, year and a half.
He'll do a dollar.
Bill Cosby burst out laughing in court on Tuesday, moments after he was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison.
Holy shit.
The 81-year-old convicted sex offender was seen cracking jokes with his team in the Montgomery County Court as sheriff's officers swooped in to take him directly into custody.
Oh, God.
He handed over his wallet, tie, and watch to authorities, and the judge ordered him remanded.
Right.
The judge said, my reasons for the sentence are the reasons I'm relying on in denying this defendant bail. This is a serious crime he has been sentenced for. He had been free on $1 million bail.
Yes.
Since his arrest in 2015. The courtroom was cleared before Cosby, wearing red suspenders and a white shirt.
Good God.
Was cuffed in front, then put his hands behind his back, but they cuffed him in front, let out of the courtroom. He carried his cane in both hands.
Sad. Go away. Fuck you, serial rapist.
Oh, meanwhile, one of the dozens of accusers, supermodel Janice Dickinson, was nearly booted from the packed courtroom for loudly laughing.
Yeah.
During a break in the proceedings.
Fuck yeah. That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Good for you. Good for you, Janice. Dickinson. Run for something for the Dems or something. You're crazy. The Dems need somebody crazy.
Ooh, I don't know.
Damn.
I mean, saw that TV show. I don't know if we want that level of crazy.
I know, but every time I see these old Democrats line up and start talking, I want to put a mirror under their mouths to see if it fogs up. They seem like they're fucking dead.
So that's the headlines, everybody. The other big news of the day, yes, which we've got some audio here.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
When you listen to that, what's Fear on the audiobook?
Yes.
Do you get mad? I start losing my mind.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
I told you I can only listen to it in certain doses.
Because I'm not listening to it anymore.
It's harder to listen to than, and I don't mean in a bad way, but than Fire and Fury. Fire and Fury was more funnier. You know what I mean? It was just written more funnier. It was written funnier, a little bit more humor. That's not Bob Woodward's vibe. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so what's more chilling about the Bob Woodward book is that it's just told factually without trying to pump things up for entertainment purposes. And that's what makes it scarier.
To me, the sad...
it's more real.
Yeah, the sad thing is, if Trump had never met Steve Bannon, he wouldn't be president. There's just no fucking way. Because Bannon did that weird thing where he stood up to Reince in that fucking meeting and was like, you're not doing these interviews. You're going to go do a Nuremberg rally. And we're going to send this dickhead Giuliani to do it for you.
Yeah.
And it worked because we're stupid. Why is our country so fucking stupid? What is wrong with us?
Because brown people.
Damn.
My personal favorite clip of the day thus far is from our commander in chief.
Yes.
The president of the United States of America.
Do you hear the part where he called Giuliani a baby and he said, Jack,
oh, back Tapper, to the book, yeah.
Tapper, close, change your diapers on air. Yeah. What the fuck?
He's such an asshole. So the UN.
Yes. Sorry.
No.
My mind over that fucking book is just bullshit.
I was just seeing if you're ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book. Go to crabdiving.com/audible or /Amazon.
Get some weed before you read that motherfucker, whatever.
So Trump had a speech today in front of the UN General Assembly. Horrible, horrible. On the teleprompter, oh, Don.
God.
Boring as hell. Scary as shit with, you know, the typical Stephen Millerisms splashed around with the...
Did Stephen Miller have his dick prints on that?
Oh, yeah.
God. He sounded dumb as fuck, didn't
he? Trump just opens up with, we're the biggest we've ever been. We've got the strongest military in the history of military. We're the richest we've ever been. It's really like, fuck you all.
Yes.
We got ours. We're the big dog on the block, and you guys are going to fucking listen to us.
Right.
It's that mob bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
he doesn't view himself as an equal showing up at this thing. It's like, you know, everybody should answer to us because we're the big swinging dick of the world.
I mean, I always got the idea that, I mean, isn't everybody on the same side in the UN, basically? I mean, isn't it everyone coming together to for a greater good?
In theory.
Or is it to take your dick out, you know, and well, swing it around?
Too, sure, but in theory, it's to kumbaya.
Yeah.
So he opened up talking about how great he is and everything. And then the moment heard around the world where Trump got a big old laugh unintentionally from the world leaders of the rest of the fucking planet.
Right. He sounds where nuts.
He said, well, here we go. Here's Trump being laughed.
I didn't actually hear the laugh.
Here's
him funny?
Being laughed at.
Yeah.
For this line. This is him in front of the whole fucking world. Why is it not playing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Because Jesus sucks.
For some reason, the tab is muted in Chrome.
Tab is muted, here motherfuckers. Here we
go. And Hall, I addressed the threats facing our world, and I presented a vision to achieve a brighter future for all of humanity. Today, I stand before the United Nations General Assembly to share the extraordinary progress we've made. In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country.
Soft laugh.
He's killing.
Wait, that's the soft laugh. Wait.
Ooh, yeah.
That's more than any other history.
He sucks, dude.
In the history of our country. America's so true.
So he reacted to the laughing and said, so true. And it got an even bigger laugh.
What is there something wrong with him?
At him.
I mean, he sounds like someone doused him with lithium. He da-da-da-da.
Didn't expect our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
What do you think he's going to do?
Oh, well, he's already...
America's economy is booming.
No, he moves on. Yeah, yeah. He's already... Jim Acosta from CNN already asked him about it, and Jim Acosta tweeted, Trump said, oh, it was great. Well, that was meant to get some laughter. But it was great.
How is that supposed to be funny? The president of the
United
States.
We've done more in the first 2 years than any administration ever. Ha 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 ha.
It doesn't sound like a laugh line.
So true. What part of that, right? What part of that sounds like?
It was meant to get a laugh.
A joke. He's lying. It was meant to get a laugh.
Yeah, that's. Boy, that is just like douche chill.
And
it gives you
delusional,
douche chills.
Yeah.
But it also scared. It's a little scary because you know he's going to do something.
I killed.
He might kill someone.
I killed at the open mic.
Oh, yeah.
At the open mic at the UN, I killed.
Oh, God. I just. You know, he's going to bomb somebody or something. There's going to be something because this petty little man can't stand to be laughed at. Oh. It's going to bother him.
Yeah, I can't wait for the real leaks to happen where, you know, in a day or two, it's going to be the WAPO is going to be like the president lost his mind after the entire UN laughed at him.
Yeah. Hey, Ivanker, if you happen to be listening, I hope you bought Daddy a Big Mac or a whole bunch of them because he needs some comfort food or else he's going to take it out on the fucking world.
Didn't expect that reaction.
God, of course not.
But okay.
But how could you not? I mean, see, that's how he must. He must live in a bubble where he doesn't get all the facts and he just listens to Fox News. So, I mean, anybody, you would, if you were Donald Trump and you went to the UN and said, hey, our country's doing better than it ever was, wouldn't you expect a laugh? But I'm asking you to be Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, he believes it.
He believes it.
He keeps saying, why would anybody want to impeach somebody who's done such a great job?
But he has, what? He has no self-awareness.
Right.
He has no self-awareness of how bad he is. He's a totalitarian. That, to me, I hear that, and I hear what he said to Jim Acosta. When are we whipping out the 25th Amendment?
It was great delivery, wasn't it? I got a big laugh.
Oh, God, dude.
And then I did a tag right after and got a big laugh.
I did an act out. I'm a shitty comedian.
I'm working on my crowd work.
I wish you were just a shitty comedian.
So needless to say, raked over the coals and social medias and the kind of the entire rest of the planet mocking our president and laughing at him for having been laughed at on the world stage.
Yeah. And it's not like they planned that. He just said something insane and he got a laugh.
The rest of the speech was typically heinous. He really flung some poo over toward the Iranians.
Yes.
Called the head of Iran a corrupt dictator or something like that.
How's that productive? Why would you do that?
Well, and earlier he had tweeted, despite reports, I am not going to be meeting with the Iranian president because he is... because we're not going to be doing it this time, though I'm sure he's a lovely man.
He said that?
He tweeted that.
He tweeted he's a lovely
man. I'm sure he's a lovely man.
You know, Donald, the way Obama teed up the whole Iran thing, because I have a job that at times I hate, at times I don't mind. It's whatever. It's a job. Who gives a fuck? You know, and a lot of times I take the path of least resistance because I want my job to be, I don't want to do more work than I have to. Why would he not have just left that Iran nuclear deal in place and not do anything?
Because it has black fingerprints on it.
But he didn't have to do anything.
But it has Obama prints on it.
Do you see what a pain in the ass this racism thing is? Racism causes you more work.
11 hours ago.
What is wrong?
11 hours ago, despite requests, I have no plans to meet Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Maybe someday in the future. I am sure he is an absolutely lovely man.
Absolutely
exclamation
lovely
point.
Fucking man. You going to grab his fucking pussy, stick some Tic Tacs in your mouth, and then shove your fucking gross fascist tongue down his goddamn throat, Donald? God. Why is our government full of rapists and nutballs?
19 hours ago, all caps. Remember the midterms? Exclamation point.
That's it?
That's it.
Thank you.
It's 19 hours ago.
You know. Oh, God.
Republican Party favorability is the highest it's been in 7 years, 3 points higher than Democrats, Gallup. Yeah.
What does that mean?
But let's also... That means those that are still identifying as Republicans.
Oh, they're mentally ill.
Well, right. And we've learned that these polls are even, it's going to be, the blue wave may be worse for the Republicans because they're talking to people who are likely voters, and the likely voters that are still identifying as Republican are dwindling. People are bailing on the Republican Party to join the independents. They're also bailing on the Democrats, not as
we got to drive these fucking dirtbag Republicans back into the woods. Go take your hoods and your crosses, shove them up your ass, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And fuck you independents, too. Vote blue, bitch. God.
I have a feeling nuts. They will be. And especially.
And everyone's
they're
a
saying it may not be so much as a blue wave as it's going to be a pink wave because. I think of men, all women, because all men, Trump is still, I think, above water.
What does that mean?
More men approve of Trump than disapprove of Trump.
Who? Give me names. I need a list. You gotta be kidding me.
Want me to point to a car outside at the red light here in the panhandle of Florida?
I'm speaking in hyperbole, but on some level, I don't know what that does. been listening to this book, and then you say that. That makes me, I want to throw my goddamn computer chair out the window.
But with women.
What is wrong with you people?
I think he's like 25 points down.
But I don't understand.
With women.
Do these dudes not have wives? Do you not have daughters? Women in your life that you don't hate. This is the party of rape.
They may not hate them, but they don't respect them.
It's the party of rape. It's the party of sexual assault. It's the party of, I'm going to throw you in a closet, put your hand over your mouth, and I'm going to fuck you up. These are Krakens. How can I gotta calm down. I'm losing my mind. That fucking book pissed fuck.
Blow dart.
What do you got? You got something over there?
Then he tweeted, we'll be speaking at the United Nations this morning. Our country is much stronger and much richer than it was when I took office less than 2 years ago. We are much safer.
You know, the thing is, man, do you remember that part of the book where what's his fuck is it Bannon waddles into the situation room for in Trump Tower for the campaign? There's one dickhead sitting there. Did you read that part? And he's like, it was a Sunday and it's during the election.
Right,
Where is everybody? Yeah. Where is everybody? Jared and Ivanka, her on some fucking yacht. Some fucking where.
Nobody
some
was working. Billionaires. Everybody was fucking around.
Fucking
yeah.
Yacht, you know?
Because they didn't think they were going to win.
They wouldn't have won.
And they didn't want to win.
They wouldn't have won if Steve Bannon hadn't made it to Trump Tower that day. It makes me nuts.
5 hours ago, Mark Levin tweeted in all caps, President Trump's UN speech is spectacular. Trump retweeted and said, thank you, Mark. Exclamation point.
Suck each other's dicks, please, immediately.
Then even more terrifying,
yes.
Dr. Robert Jeffress, he's that preacher fraud. Ugh. That has attached onto Trump's saggy cotton candy-like sack. With like
apologize to cotton candy and any other carnival snack.
I meant taffy, more like stretched taffy
apologize
sack.
To taffy, man.
I got my carnival candies wrong. Dr. Robert,
you're a funnel cake.
Dr. Robert Jeffress, Christo fraud.
Yeah, and, fuck you, dick.
Evangelical apologist for Trump.
Vomit. Vomitous.
Said President Real Donald Trump just delivered the strongest speech to the United Nations of any president in history. Democrat or Republican, his bold and courageous address is another reminder of why he was elected president and others weren't.
Fuck you.
Hashtag UNGA.
What is that?
United Nations, great again.
Oh God. Go buy some cigarettes.
Trump retweeted that.
Of course.
And said, thank you, Dr. Jeffress. Doctor.
Doctor. Was he a doctor of tetherball?
You know it's divinity or some shit.
That was some
like
bullshit.
That.
Some fiction shit. Fuck. Fuck you.
I don't know. I think it's a little dubious if you've got a PhD and you're walking around calling yourself doctor. I mean, you're entitled to it.
But yeah.
We think of doctors. I mean, the title doctor is
no, we understand
kind
that.
Of reserved.
Well, it's, let's be clear. It's a little dubious if your PhD is in shit in the sky study. Fuck that. Who cares? Hey, I got a degree in divinity. I studied Star Wars. I got a PhD in Star Wars. Does that exist? Why not?
Now, Trump, 5 hours ago, is quoting Rush Limbaugh.
Ooh, the oxy walrus.
Rush Limbaugh to Republicans, quote, you can kiss the midterms goodbye if you don't get highly qualified Kavanaugh approved.
what is it with these guys that want to stock our government with racists and rapists and Krakens and evil fucks? Where's like a think of a conservative that's not like a total dickbag, that's not like a fascist racist fuckface?
It's a little tough.
Yeah, but surely they're out there. Or maybe they aren't.
Well, yeah, and again, what does that mean that every single one of those choices, we said this yesterday, every single one of those fucking choices on the list that Trump picks from that have been vetted by
the Heritage Foundation?
The Heritage Foundation.
Blah.
Every single one of those will do the exact same votes, basically, that this Kavanaugh is going to do. They're all conservatives. They're all pro-life. Are they saying,
yeah,
if Kavanaugh is not confirmed, that they're going to bail?
I know why. Because when the shit hits the fan with Mueller, he's going to say, Trump's people are going to say, hey, you can't indict a sitting
president. I mean the dumb Trump supporters. You think they're thinking that far ahead?
No.
That's the only reason they want. What about the evangelicals?
I don't know.
Why are the evangelicals so hard for Kavanaugh?
Vomit. And I think they're all sitting around in a tub with a toaster about to drop it in. They're so fucking stupid. I don't know. You want me to get inside the skull of a dickhead evangelical fuck
nut?
Well,
this doesn't make sense.
There's nothing in there.
It's really fuck you. We want to win at all costs, regardless of what they're going to put in. They don't care if Kavanaugh was rapey. And some of them have said that. We don't care if it is true what they've said. He's lived a great qualified life since then. He loves Jesus and works out at the church and he coaches basketball.
That's interesting. They don't give a shit. They just want to win.
Yeah, and fuck the libs.
They don't care.
They think it's even more of a bonus because they get to screw it to the libtards.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the moronic base of the Republican Party right now that doesn't care about the country or other people.
Yeah.
They just want to be able to stomp on the libs and watch the libs squeal.
You know, that reminds me, not to bring it back to this fucking book again, but goddamn, do you remember when they were like, Trump was like, I don't want to do a transition team because it'll jinx me?
Well, he didn't want to pay the money because he didn't think he was going to win.
Yeah, but he also makes a big
right.
point.
Well, that's a lie.
It will jinx him.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the same thing. Like, not having a transition team is harmful to the country because if you win, you won't be able to run the country. But he didn't give a fuck. He didn't want to spend the money on that.
Yeah.
But you have to. Are we at this?
Right.
God. Oh,
and it would be worse if Bannon wasn't such a shit pile and tried to take credit for everything, he'd still be there. The only reason he was pushed out is because he was going around shooting off his mouth in interviews saying that Trump wouldn't be there without him.
I agree.
Yeah, but you can't say that in front of Trump.
Bannon is the re...
Yes, but you can't say that in front of Trump.
God, Donald, you're a fucking dickhead, dude. You should appreciate the blotch Nazi. He's the reason you're dumb dickhead ass. You won.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. He has like 7 shirts. Remember Steve Bannon had like 7 shirts
on
all the time?
Like multiple layers. Very
an
weird.
Idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He won. God, fuck him.
But I think he is grossly mistaken on the size of the Trumpian base. I think he knows it too. He's trying to get them out to vote for these midterms. Bannon's even talking like, you know, they're fucked with the House.
Yeah. Good. Good.
The I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, everybody, this wonderful Tuesday.
Yay!
I didn't do this yesterday.
Right.
We didn't get to this one, but, last week's bombshell.
Ooh.
About Trump's not freakishly small penis, yet smaller than average with odd mushroom head.
He's got a weird looking cock. shit.
That we were waiting for the inevitable.
Yes.
Tweet or something for him to drop somehow and mention there's nothing wrong there, like he had to with little Marco and the hands business.
Absolutely. I remember that. Don't have anything to worry about there. I got a big thick Coke can cock.
Well, he hasn't said anything yet, but nonetheless, to the rescue.
Yes.
Defending the presidential swansage.
His dick.
Russian state television.
Come on.
Russian on last Sunday.
Nicked.
This awesome reporter who monitors Russian state media, Julia Davis. I follow her on the Twitter.
Right.
Fascinating stuff sometimes they talk about
over
there.
Yeah,
She said that the Kremlin-sponsored news programs are coming to the defense of Trump.
Right.
Reporters paid by the Russian Federation have recently taken to referring to the Republican Party as the Party of Trump.
Ooh, okay.
Creepy.
Yes. Well, it is, though. That's accurate.
State television over at in Russia is also, guess what they're playing? Fox News clips.
Oh, my God.
Kindred spirits.
Of course. So, like, you know, why are we even pretending that Fox News is not just state-run media?
Right.
So, like, when Kavanaugh goes over there and does a fucking interview and they just suck his dick.
During one news program, the Russian host defended the size of the U.S. president's penis.
Why?
After adult film actress Stormy Daniels in her new book compared it to the mushroom character from Mario Kart.
So, where's the motivation? Why? Why take on that battle?
Davis says, quote, the Kremlin's top propagandist, Dmitry Kiselyov.
This is the cock. What does he do? He's the
top propagandist over there at one of their news places.
And he's defending Trump's penis.
Claims that Trump is being bullied. And that obviously porn star Stormy Daniels' expectations are unreasonably high.
Good point. Good fucking point.
In light of her occupation. Quote.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's an interesting argument. Because Stormy Daniels is in the porn biz and she's probably seen some pretty large dicks. So,
well, she's been her perspective in movies with some pretty large dicks.
Is off.
If she's doing extracurricular activity away from the camera, she ever did stuff like that, she saw a plethora of peni.
Now, this is interesting. You're saying when she's not at work, she's able to compartmentalize and leave those porn dicks at the office. But when she's someone in an intimate relationship, it doesn't bother her
realizes,
that you have a tiny little toadstool dick.
But their average toadstool may be, the Kremlin is saying that Trump obviously has a normal hog.
Right.
And that obviously Stormy Daniels is used to a giant long dong silver dick.
And that's why she made that negative
And that's
comment.
Why she thinks Trump's penis is small, but not freakishly so. Freakishly so.
Well,
I
agree with Russia. I think if you spend all day with big giant cocks at work,
but
and you
I
meet
think
a civilian dick, you're going to be, that's a civilian
dick.
My
point is that if she's also performing services offline, that she's seen a lot more dicks in that capacity than she has on camera.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Wait,
she's seen more average dickage than big giant porn dick.
Well, I want to, how many movies has she done? I mean, she's probably, I don't know. Okay. That makes sense. By the way, my mom's listening. Just want to say hi, Mom.
Hi, Lydia.
Thanks for tuning in.
There you go. The Russian media is defending Trump, saying...
That's bizarre.
Saying, well, you know, that porn star probably has...
Isn't that weird?
Unrealistic expectations given
Good
her,
point. Given Interesting her. Angle. I haven't heard that angle. Good job, guys. What do you think?
I disagree.
Disagree?
Yeah. I disagree.
Predictions!
The Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Last night was in a, you can hear that. Here's Ted Cruz exiting a fancy.
What's Ted Cruz? Is he a nice dick or?
A fancy Washington, restaurant.
Yes.
Here's his, exit.
We believe in survivors. We believe in survivors.
Ted Cruz. Forced from a ritzy Washington, D.C. restaurant by people.
I love
saying
this.
We support survivors.
That is, what those people did is right. That is what's up. Fuck these guys. There are more of us than there are of these bigots. Drive them into the woods. Fuck them.
Right.
Fuck them. There's no... Hey, fuck Ted Cruz. If you want to enjoy a nice restaurant, Ted, don't be such a right-wing nutjob dickhead.
It started off with a woman who said, Senator, I'd like to know what your position is on Brett Kavanaugh, to which he said, God bless you, ma'am.
No, fuck you, Ted. Shove your God shit up your ass.
And finally, they gave up, he and his wife, and they ended up fleeing the restaurant.
He's supporting Donald Trump's endorsing you, Ted. He called your wife ugly. He said your dad assassinated Kennedy.
And now you're groveling for him to come to Texas to rally for you.
And Beto's up, right?
In all the polls I've seen, yeah, either tied or up.
Beto, I'm praying to non-existent sky god that you beat the shit out of this motherfucker. You got to beat Ted Cruz.
I saw one today where I think the replacement for Flake, that spot, the Democrat is up there.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
In Arizona?
The Democrat is up by like a point or two over the Republican to replace Jeff Flake in Arizona.
And we all thought it was going to be Joe Arpaio, right?
He didn't do so well in the primaries.
What's up with Joe now? What does he do? You sit around and wait to die?
Maybe he's going all in on that birth certificate thing. He's finally going to show us the evidence that he's claimed to have.
Yeah, if you had the evidence that Obama's president was illegitimate, it wasn't a real president, what are you waiting on, dickhead? What you waiting on, baby?
Well, and you think he would have whipped that shit out while Obama was still president.
Yeah, he's waiting for the right moment.
We'll keep our eyes on Russian state media so you guys can, if they defend Trump's dick anymore.
I honestly think that makes a lot of sense. I really do. I mean, I'm not, you know, supporting Russian state media. I'm just saying that angle is...
I'm saying that if she makes extracurricular money, she's seen a lot more average human peenie than she has porn star schlong.
Right, right.
So I'm saying I dispute the sample size.
Have you ever heard of Tom Hartman, some evangelical loon? Okay. David is suggesting we take a look at that at some point.
I thought...
I've never heard of that guy. Thank you for the suggestion. Thank you for the recommendation. We appreciate it.
Tom Hartman is a liberal.
Oh, okay. Okay,
he has a radio show.
Oh, okay.
What does he say?
Check the first hour of today's 9:25 Tom Hartman show.
Oh, yeah. He's a big old liberal.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Tom Hartman's awesome.
Right.
Here we go. Strap in, everybody.
Strap it on, baby.
The American Family Association's Brian Fisher.
Hey, Brian, I haven't heard from your bigoted, homophobic ass lately. What are you up to? Is he still a dickhead?
Here we go. Everyone prepare. Everyone, I don't know what you do if you oil up your loins or whatever to prepare for some heavy God magic.
What? I got to oil my loins for God magic?
I don't know what you do.
WD-40.
Here is apparently Brian Fisher is a big old supporter of Brett Kavanaugh. Here it is again, inexplicably. 6 months ago, you could have said the name Brett Kavanaugh to this guy, and he'd be like, "Who are you talking about? Is he a homosexual?
Who is that?
Yeah, and now it's like he's sent by God. How dare they?
Here's, you know what's crazy? If you would have asked Brian Fisher, what do you like about this guy? What do you know about him?
Yeah.
He knows nothing, I bet, except that he, you know, sexually assaulted that woman or a couple of women, you know.
It's the best thing to do in the light of this Kavanaugh situation. And I want to stress again what we talked about last Wednesday, that this is an urgent case of spiritual warfare. This is...
Get your wands ready, everybody, and prepare those Expelliarmus spells.
Oh, we got to go Harry Potter up in this bitch, right? Give me my wand.
This is spiritual warfare. This is the toughest kind of spiritual warfare.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. You're trying to make a rapist be a SCOTUS. I don't know.
An urgent case of spiritual warfare. This is the biggest conflict between good and evil that we have seen in the last year. This is big league spiritual warfare. This is major league spiritual warfare. This is Satan and the demons of hell coming against one man because he stands for what is right and stands for what is true.
What the fuck?
He's talking about rapey Brett Kavanaugh.
But like,
coming after one man because he stands for what is right, stands for what is true.
Brian, what does he stand for?
Not killing babies.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah. Jesus, come on. What the fuck?
And all the forces of hell are arranged against him. And we, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stand in the gap for Brett Kavanaugh. If we don't stand in the gap spiritually for Brett Kavanaugh, who will? You know, Martin Luther said, where the battle is raging, that's where the loyalty of the soldier is tested. It's where the battle is raging. So that's what we do. We're kind of like firemen, you know?
But what is he doing? What are they going to do? Are they going to all get together and pray at us? I mean, is that...
I don't know.
Is it what...
Well...
I think that's what he's calling
for. You know what? They're kind of like firemen.
And send him money.
They're going to whip out their hoses and spray you down.
So that's what we do. We're kind of like firemen. You know, when people see flames, everybody rushes out. The firemen rush in. We have to find the gap. We have to find the place where things are burning to the ground. And we go place ourselves in that gap. And we say to Satan, Satan, if you're going to get to Brett Kavanaugh, you are going to have to go through us.
Deal.
But
deal.
Satan, I mean, hey.
Step on the gas, Satan. Yeah. Run those fuckers over.
Hey, Dr. Fisher, let me suggest something.
Doctor.
I don't know. Who fucking knows? Hey, dickhead. I think Brett Kavanaugh is Satan, right? Because he did sexually assault that woman.
That's a lie. It's other accusers. It's a lie from the
demons.
What's
the fire in this metaphor?
That the evil minions of Satan, that would be us, will somehow prevent the angel of the Lord from being put on the SCOTUS.
We're a minion of Satan?
Sure. We don't want Brett Kavanaugh. We think he's a rapist.
Gotta know that. Look
Rapey-ish.
At me.
Rapey-ish.
I'm a minion of Satan, motherfucker.
Because we are standing firm in the strength and the power of the Lord. Not in our own might, but in the might of the Lord, we stand firm. We have no power to stand firm on our own. But in God, we are more than conquerors. We have great power, mighty power, almighty power in the person of God. The Trinity lives within us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. Jesus Christ, the conqueror of...
This is all crazy.
It sounds
death
nuts.
Lives within us. If we stand in their power and we speak with one voice to the powers of darkness, we can win this battle. And that's what's at stake here. There's a prize here.
Good Lord.
But you know what? It's a different,
it's a different kind of fighting.
It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Wow.
I guess no massages before spiritual warfare for everybody.
So, yeah, boy, that's crazy.
And that's the placement of Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. That's what Satan does not want to see happen. He's using every trick he has in his arsenal to fight that, to keep that.
Why couldn't Satan just have a truck run over Brett Kavanaugh? I mean, how feckless is Satan if he's got to, I don't know, start a hashtag storm against Brett Kavanaugh?
What? It's kind of lame.
How is this Satan going against Brett Kavanaugh?
And also, I mean, Brett Kavanaugh's not the put-upon one here. He's not the victim in this story.
He is, Ryan.
He's about to be nominated to a high court. He is winning, guys.
He is an entitled, middle-aged, white Christian male.
I mean, this
is
nuts.
Who identifies as straight.
Look at how the Republicans have changed this narrative. They control the House and the Senate and the White House. And they, there's really nothing standing in between them and confirming this guy to be a SCOTUS. Not really. I mean, the put upon people are the libs that don't want to have this guy on the court. The underdogs are the people that fighting against Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I mean, God, Brian, your side is winning, you dickhead.
The minions of Satan are the underdogs.
I guess. God.
That from happening. That is his holy grail right now, to stop Brett Kavanaugh from being seated on the Supreme Court, because Brett Kavanaugh represents such a threat to his agenda to use the Supreme Court to advance a regressive, backwards, anti-biblical, anti-Christian, anti-American point of view.
Anti-biblical point of view is regression?
It's also anti-Christian, anti-American.
Oh, okay.
If you're anti-Bible, according
That's
to these
crazy
guys.
To me. I mean, it's like, if you want to give your society a bunch of laws based on some shit out of an old fucking book,
different is this from the lovely man running Iran?
I don't think it's that different.
How different is this from the creepy mullahs?
White skin.
That are running Iran.
White skin. It's white
dudes. He's had control of the Supreme Court now in every meaningful way since the 1960s. He's not going to let go of that without a fight. And we are the...
Notice.
Satan?
60s. Civil rights laws, voting rights laws, all that needs to be gone.
Satan has control of the court?
Because he gave people equal rights other than white Christians.
Hey,
that's
Brian.
That's not on their agenda.
Hey, Dr. Fisher, let me ask you something. What if Brett Kavanaugh wanted to pass some laws that restrict you from doing certain things to or with your dick? How would you like that?
Well, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't at all.
Let go of that without a fight. And we are the warriors that God has alerted, and God has called us to stand in the gap for him. Evil is pouring through this gap.
Like any of his people could fit in something from the gap.
And let it go. We get it. We're standing in the gap. You said it like 17 million fucking times. On some level, you're an entertainer, dickhead.
Get it at Brett Kavanaugh. We're there to stand in the gap and provide a...
They don't have plus sizes.
He's saying in the gap.
It was my joke. It was a fat shaming.
Oh, thing. Were you?
Wall of protection and the spirit for the demonic forces that are coming after him.
Jesus Christ. It's like towards the end of this, he sounded like he was getting confused.
Well, he's got a couple hours to fill, so he's got entertainment.
It's always, if there's anything going against the GOP, that force is always Satan. It's always Satan. It's always the devil. That's it. Isn't that weird?
So there you go. Brian Fisher waging, quote, major league spiritual warfare. Creepy.
Oh, yeah. It's creepy as fuck.
As fuck.
Right.
I've got a story here. This is a novel defense being used.
Okay.
Some diddleation.
Right.
That occurred.
Diddleation defense.
This is in Montana.
Fuck you.
And a Custer County District High School.
Custer County?
Yes.
Fuck you, Custer County.
An athletic trainer.
Okay.
For the high school there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Leave these fucking kids alone.
His name is James Jensen.
This guy a fucking priest or anything like that?
78 years old.
Oh, God.
He offered an apology to his victims.
Oh, Jesus.
That he sexually assaulted during his 28-year tenure as athletic trainer.
Oh, my God.
He also offered a denial.
Okay.
Well, of sorts.
Right.
I did masturbate some of the boys, he said.
Whoa.
And I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
But the lawsuit says that there was oral sex and anal probing, and that just isn't true.
Anal probing? God, this fucking monster.
He said he hopes his actions didn't do a lot of emotional or other trauma to the boys.
Yeah.
But right. He also said that he was, he says, Jensen is his name.
Right.
He says that he has some medical training as a hospital corpsman.
I'm a corpsman.
And later as an EMT, he said that his athletic training program.
Okay.
Training program.
Right.
Was based on Chinese medicine, and he believed it was legitimate medical therapy.
The hand jobs?
To jerk off some teenage boys.
God. I mean,
Chinese medicine.
Oh, my God. It's an ancient Chinese secret. Here you go.
He's practicing jerk fu.
Jerk fu?
Jerk fu on you.
He's 78.
I guess I thought back when I was doing it that I was doing it for the boys.
Oh, yes. God, hopefully this dude just dies in jail.
I'm not so sure how I look at it now.
Who cares how you look at it?
Well, some of his victims are pretty fucking sure how they look at it.
Yeah. I hope this fucker rots in jail. What a dickhead. All these fucking with kids.
He will be going to trial. He swears he's had no sexual contact with boys since his contract was not renewed in 1998. So he said, I guess he hasn't touched any teen cock in 20 years.
It's a Chinese program to whatever.
He said he's
what
gonna,
an idiot.
His plans are go to trial, get it over with.
Oh, okay. Let me get this over with, this trial. It's a real inconvenience to me.
So far, there's at least 19 victims that have come forward
in a lawsuit against him. Kids got molested by this coach.
That we know of.
Oh, God, dude. Fuck you.
They're suing him, the high school, and the school district.
Yes. I mean, he did it for 19 years. And nobody at the school fucking knew about it.
And the lawyer, one of the lawyers for the group says that he's also lying about the just masturbating people. I talked to so many of our clients who have been abused anally and or orally by this guy. What he's saying is untrue.
Yeah. That you mean Coach Jackoff, isn't that credible?
Right. Apparently jerk fu also has suck fu.
Yeah.
And fuck fu.
Hey, principal of this school, what do you do? What do you do at your job?
Well, he's gone. He's been gone since 98.
The principal? Oh, okay. This whoever was in charge.
Well, right back then.
When
yeah.
Coach Jack Fu was there jacking people off. What the fuck? What are other people doing? Surely
you go to the high school trainer because you twist your ankle or something. Next thing you know,
yeah,
you're getting fingered.
Oh, gross. I mean, God, is there nobody in the school looking out? Listen, if you're a principal or an administrator, please, every now and then, take a stroll to these locker rooms. There are people doing bad things to these fucking kids. God, nobody's looking out for these kids.
So,
I think we need to get rid of locker rooms in high schools or something. These fucking pervs.
Get rid of locker rooms?
Just get rid of locker rooms.
Well, restrict who can go in the locker rooms. Didn't they say that...
coach, though.
Didn't they say that Ohio State, where we're Jim Jordan...
Yeah.
When Jim Jordan was turning a blind eye to the diddling that was going on.
But you know what?
That they would bring in, like, donors to the athletic program who would come in and hang out in the locker room and watch the boy wrestlers shower and
Is
snap
Jim
towels
still
at each
in
other
our government?
Shit? Yes.
Why? Why?
Because he's a Republican.
Oh, God. I mean, because, like, listen, I mean, when I was in school, you change for gym class in the locker room. And I never saw anything like this go on. But the locker room sucks. It's basically where kids pick on other kids and terrorize them. Get rid of the locker room. It's a fail. I hated it. It was a horror scene for me. I got locked in an equipment cage. I got picked on, all kinds of bullshit. And those fucking redneck, huh?
What did you say something to deserve getting locked in the equipment cage? Or
How
did
dare you?
Oh.
No, I got fucking picked on. What did I say? I didn't say shit.
I'm blaming the victim.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I was small. That's what I said.
In typical Republican fashion.
Yeah,
what were you wearing?
Small. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? You go to the coaches and you say something and they don't do shit. They don't give a fuck.
The ringing in This is pretty horrible. I would usually save this for Faithless Friday, but this is relevant to what's going on right now. We heard from Brian Fisher.
Dickhead.
Now, let's hear from Dave Dobenmeyer.
Ooh, oh, this dude.
And if you thought...
Oh, he's the worst.
If you thought what Brian Fisher said was bad...
Call Dexter.
Strap in and listen to Coach Dave Dobenmeyer...
Strap it on.
...on what he thinks is going on with this whole Kavanaugh thing.
Yay.
What would be going on in America today if Judge Kavanaugh went before the cameras and said, yeah, you know what? That did happen when I went back then. That did happen. But if it didn't happen the way that she said it happened, let me tell you something. She was in there taking on about any boy that wanted to come in there. And if I remember this right, I wasn't the only guy in there. There were a bunch of them, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm telling you, she was giving it out like candy. Now, that would, Joe, Doug, that would be a, boy, they would scream and holler, wouldn't they? They say, oh, my goodness, you're disparaging her character and all that kind of stuff. There is such a double standard that's going on in America, and it's happened because
who's saying that she was giving it away like candy? Nobody is saying that.
They're saying because, oh God,
he's speculating that. Well, what if she was like really just fucking everybody back then,
Dave? What if this was about your daughter, you dickhead?
And by the way, if
that was the case,
if she was soberly and consensually fucking everybody, who cares? Who cares? That doesn't mean that Brett Kavanaugh gets the ability to hold her down and cover her mouth and rape her. Not consent.
Yeah, I mean, these guys just they need to sit there and think, what if it was their daughter?
Right.
And they'd be livid. They'd want to kill somebody. These guys are idiots. Fuck them.
Truthfully, most men in particular, we're scared of women. We're scared of them. We don't want to fight with them. That's what the title of my commentary today is. We have to learn once again to fight like girls. Instead of, you know, I used to say, oh, you throw like a girl. Now we got to say, man, we got to fight like the girls because, man, they're vicious. They're vicious. They don't, you not,
know,
not.
One, the worst thing ever on the planet, you know, there's people out there that think they're hilarious, you know, and they're not. This Coach Dave thinks he's funny.
And I wonder if his
he's a vomit.
I wonder if his moronic watchers and viewers think he's funny.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
oh, Coach Dave's funny.
Absolutely. You're the worst. This guy's the worst fucking piece of
fight
shit.
Like the girls.
And let's all remember, he's got daughters and granddaughters.
How can he not? How do you not sit there and think, what if someone had taken your daughter, held him down in a closet with their hand over their mouth? That Christine Blasey Ford, she said she feared for her fucking life.
Yeah.
She said that.
Because, man, they're vicious. They're vicious. They don't, not all girls. I'm married to one. I got two beautiful daughters. But you understand what I'm talking about. That Jezebel feminist spirit, brother, that is one of the most powerful ones out there. And be honest with you, right now, that's...
Jezebel feminist moron. Spirit, a woman who makes her own decisions about sexuality.
God damn,
that's
Dave.
Evil.
You know, Dave, I have to ask, you're on Google Hangouts? Is he on Google Hangouts?
Right now he's on somebody else's show, but yeah, he's usually on doing his past
assault
show.
Hey, Google, what kind of standards do you have, you pieces of shit? I mean, listen to this. This is...
Oh, wait.
Out there, and be honest with you, right now that spirit is eating men alive.
I, by the way, I love it. News with Views. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer has a column there, News with Views. It's time to start fighting like the girls, which was published today. Folks, you got to read this. You got to read this. In fact, we're going to put a link up in the program description.
It's very exciting. We're going to put a link up for everyone to read it.
Yeah, I want to see. You know what? These guys can't read. I don't believe it. Fake news.
Box and Joe, if we can put this up on Hagman Report, at least the first paragraph, and link it back to News with Views. Brilliant article.
See, the girls want to be equal, don't they, Joe? Doug, yeah. They want to be equal. They don't really want to be equal. They want to be.
This is the Hagman Report. It's called Joe.
Hey,
Hagman.
Dickhead, Coach Dave. Nobody wants to be raped. This is not about equality. This is about the fact that these guys force themselves on these women. Nobody wants to be raped, dickhead.
Doug. Yeah. They want to be equal. They don't really want to be equal. They want to be equal in employment, and they want to be equal in responsibility, but man, they don't want to be equal sexually. Oh, no, 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 no.
Equal, and I know that sexually, I'm speaking from, meaning, does he mean equally set, meaning they get raped and he doesn't get raped? What is he fucking talking about?
Equal sexually. Oh, no, 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 no. And I know that I'm speaking for many males who are watching and listening to this show right now. Ugh. How about all the time that when you were a teenage girl and some girl got you, boy, she just led you on, then all of a sudden pulled the plug. Every guy that has blood flowing through his body had that happen.
He's talking about a girl that he noticed the wording he used, led you on.
Yeah.
Led you on when you were a teenager and then changed your mind.
This dude, Dave, it's not your body. It's not right, your body. Right. You don't have dominion over another person's body, even though you're a fucking wacko pro-life dickhead.
She was wearing a low-cut blouse. That means she wanted me to rape her. This is kind of what he's saying.
I am dismayed. We tolerate this fucking guy. Why do we tolerate this shit?
But he might as well be a senator with a gavel.
Yeah.
Right now, because this is the level of discourse that's going on among the 80-year-old white guys of the GOP.
The problem with Coach Dave is that people will listen to this and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And now Coach Dave is giving these guys lines, dialogue, vocabulary they can use to, I don't know, express their shitty, rapey opinions.
Mm-hmm.
They're emboldened.
Boy, she just led you on, then all of a sudden pulled the plug. Every guy that has blood flowing through his body had that happen. Isn't that sexual abuse as well?
It's sexual abuse if she decides she doesn't want to fuck you after having, quote, led you on.
God, Dave.
Sexual abuse.
What's the solution, Dave? He's like, well, you should rape her.
He's saying it's
not fair. He's advocating rape.
They want to be treated equally. It's not fair. Isn't that sexual abuse when they wink at us or flirt with us and then they decide they don't want to fuck me?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sexual abuse.
This is crazy.
This is that incel attitude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we laugh about these incels, but this is that attitude that how dare there be women out there that don't want to fuck me.
See, you know, Steve Bannon figured out the magic formula to get these dickheads to come out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
We should have taken that seriously.
The orange formula.
God, this is disgusting. All these people, Trump just gives them voices, just emboldens them.
But I mean, the tiny bit of hope there is that this doesn't work with everybody. It's not. That's where I think Bannon is wrong.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he tapped into a active and vocal minority, but they, at the end of the day, are a minority. And if we all get together in November and blue tsunami their asses, then it's going to be a different tune.
And the thing about Coach Dave that really bothers me is this bully, this fucking asshole,
when
he's not doing this, he goes to clinics and he yells at women getting health care.
Yep.
Fuck you, dude. I honestly.
Yeah, but he respects women.
Yeah.
Respects women. He's got two lovely daughters himself.
Oh my God.
I'll bet they love him.
Oh, yeah, Dave. God. They probably hate you. I mean, I on some level, Dave, your kids probably hate you because you were just a vapid piece of fucking shit.
Girl got you. Boy, she just led you on, then all of a sudden pulled the plug. Every guy that has blood flowing through his body had that happen. Isn't that sexual abuse as well? Ugh. Well, if in this game of sex, what? Back and forth, men and women equal, I don't get it anymore. How only men can be the aggressor. Only men can be the offenders. No, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to say this doesn't flush. We're not going to let this happen.
So not consenting to sex with your big, fat, sweaty, nasty, hairy body, Dave, is equivalent to you raping someone.
He's justifying rape.
Yeah, that's the same. Hey, if these women want equality, then, you know, they got to realize that we're just going to fucking rape them every once in a while because they turn us down. It's only fair.
You know,
that's what he says.
This is insane. I mean, this guy's advocating rape. I got to tell you, I'd be interested to find out what fucking platform he is on, because he shouldn't be on.
But how far is he from Grassley? How far is he from Cornyn?
He's not. They are low key about their rapiness. They're able to use their education and their refinement to make it not sound like this. But he is saying the same thing Grassley's saying. He's saying the same fucking thing, except those dickheads are able to finesse it and not make it sound as bad. But this is the subtext.
This is exactly.
What he is justifying raping a person. This is nuts.
No, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to say it. This doesn't flush. We're not going to let this happen. We're not going to live by this double standard.
So the reason people like Dave are rallying around Kavanaugh, no longer is it even about saving babies or launching brown people out of the country.
Yeah.
It's now about the white male privilege.
Yeah.
And owning the vagina.
Yeah.
At all levels. Not only do we tell you if you get pregnant, right, you're going to give birth, you whore, but also, how dare you tease us and not give it up?
These guys literally want to own vaginas. They want to say you can't get an abortion and you have to let me fuck you.
Yeah. Well, look at the extremists, the Quiverfuls and those guys. They're the 18 kids and counting.
Yeah.
She's got to be open for business whenever he wants it, according to the Bible, whether she wants it or not.
How do you live like that? Coach Dave, how do you live like that? Because if I would have to think, if I spent my day saying all that shitty fucking shit you say, I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd want to blow my fucking brains out. I'd want to jump off a cliff. You're a monster.
Yeah.
And fuck Google Hangouts for allowing you to proliferate your hate.
Pass the salt.
I mean, honestly, don't you think this is like over whatever the line is? I mean, he is advocating rape. I don't see what else this is.
We've got a little bit of Trump's America.
Oh, I think we just heard from Trump's America. They're Trump's all America, a bunch of fucking rapists, just like our goddamn president. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, these evangelicals are really your Dave Dobin. This is a Christian, by the way, everybody. This is a guy who's got a cross on his fucking hat.
We do not have to tolerate this shit.
This is an evangelical who is basically saying, hey, rape's cool.
Yeah.
And
he's justified. He's making the case.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, the thing is, we don't have to live with these people. We do not have to suffer these fuckers. There are more of us than these cowards. Fuck them. Yeah, that's crazy. That's bullshit. God damn. That fucking guy molesting kids for 20 years at a goddamn high school. Where were the other teachers protecting these kids?
Right.
Fuck this.
We're here every goddamn weekday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're at iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Oh, goddamn.
Good news?
Okay.
I guess. This is from the Billings Gazette.
Now, this is Montana.
Billings, Montana.
Fuck you, boy. Billings is like a city. I've been there. It's like, I mean, in the middle of Montana, it feels like a big city.
I've never been to Billings.
It's shitty.
I've only
no offense.
Driven at very high speed through Montana.
Yeah, I know.
A federal judge returned Yellowstone area grizzly bears to the Endangered Species Act protection after the Trump administration had tried to say, go ahead and shoot the fuckers.
Well, are they eating me at the time? I'm just kidding. That's good. That's good. There's more bears out there to fuck us up. It's good news.
U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen wrote a 48-page ruling, said, although this order may have impacts throughout grizzly country and beyond, this case is not about the ethics of hunting and not about solving human or livestock grizzly conflicts as a practical or philosophical matter. The court's review, constrained by the Constitution, blah, 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 is limited to answering a yes or no question. Did the United States Fish and Wildlife Service exceed its legal authority when it delisted the greater Yellowstone grizzly bear.
Why would you delist it? I mean, are there shit tons of grizzly bears out there that I don't know about? Or,
well, I mean, what's the magic number? If there's...
I don't know.
Is it... Well, we think there's about 1,000. So if there's 1,002, open season! Fuck yeah. Them! Fuck them! Blow them away! I mean, what if the goal is to preserve...
Yeah, you're right. It's odd. It's very weird.
Christensen, the judge ruled the agency erred by failing to consider how delisting the estimated 750 grizzlies, so there's 750 of them left, in and around Yellowstone might affect survival of another roughly 1,200 bears in five other areas.
Okay. Damn, you know, I guess 750 isn't a lot, right?
He said that Fish and Wildlife Service acted arbitrarily and capriciously in analyzing threats to Yellowstone bears.
Damn.
They don't care. This administration sucks.
They don't give a fuck. And you know, I was just thinking, I guess 750 bears isn't a lot.
I don't know.
I was just thinking, what if I looked out the window and I saw 750 bears outside? That would seem like a shit ton.
Yeah, I hope the windows hold.
We're fucked, man. Those grizzly bears, if they want to eat you, they're going to eat you.
Wildlife agencies in Wyoming and Idaho plan to let hunters with special permits kill up to 23 grizzlies in the first big game season for the bears in 3 decades.
Wait, I thought they were saying they weren't going.
No, they had planned.
Oh, they had planned. Yeah. Okay.
This judge suspended the season just hours after a 4-hour hearing that he had. The Endangered Species Act protects threatened species from hunting. It does allow government officials to kill bears for management reasons, like livestock predation. Individuals may also kill grizzlies in self-defense. You can stand your ground.
Good luck. What are you supposed to do if a grizzly's attacking you? Play dead or fight back? I think it's play dead. And with a black bear, you're supposed to gouge out their eyeballs.
Yeah, I think grizzlies playing dead is the...
I think what you want to do is try to find somewhere... a moment of peace before it eats out your asshole and you bleed to death.
Before you die.
Yeah. I think that's what you want.
So, there you go, a judge. But, I mean, you just note how many rulings have we had now on across a variety of issues?
Yeah.
Where judges have used verbiage like capricious and arbitrary.
About the Trump administration?
Exactly.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, Coach Dave, why don't you go hang out with these bears? Would you do that, dickhead? And bring that fucking dickhead, whoever that is, that coach from Montana. Why don't you guys go hang out with these bears? See how they like it.
You don't know what it was. You don't know what those boys were saying to him. I don't know. They may.
Yeah, you might
probably
have a good
trapping
time.
That poor man. And
they're both Coach Dave and this other dickhead. They're both predators. Hang out with predators.
It's so gross.
See how long you last, you fuck.
I don't know how any person with a vagina could. Consider, I don't know how anybody at all could consider voting Republican, but
all
if
you
you're,
have
if
to
you're
do,
a woman, I don't get it at all
you
unless you're
do,
in that cult
yeah
where you think women are, because of religion and Jesus, that women should be subjugated and all that. If you've got that mental illness and are in that cult, then that's one thing, but God, it can't be everybody.
No, and also too, to me, the thing that the deal breaker is that all you have to do is empathize with the victim or think about, what if they were your mom or your wife or your sister? How would you feel about it? You'd feel insane. You wouldn't want this guy. You know what I mean? I don't get it. These goddamn gross, sick politicians that are going to vote for this guy. There's no redeeming yourself. If you're going to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, fuck off.
Well, and they probably are going to, because now apparently they've set Thursday is the hearing. They've already set a vote for Friday.
Oh, okay. So fuck it. They don't care.
Well, right. And now they're worried about more coming out. Avenatti says he's got one, and there may be more, and they just want to ram this shit through as quickly as possible now before more of these accusations come out.
Hey, Democrats, do not forget this. Do not fucking forget this. This is who they are. when you think about working with these people, when you think about trusting them, they want to confirm a rapist to the Supreme Court. That's who the Republicans are.
Senate Majority Leader Cocaine Mitch McConnell allegedly told Republicans to stay in D.C. over the weekend so they can fast track Kavanaugh's vote.
When is Cocaine Mitch's face going to officially just melt off his gross fucking rapey skull?
Says the goal is to have Kavanaugh confirmed by early next week. But
the goal,
they're saying that they may set it for Friday now.
Let me put that in other words. The goal is to get this rapist confirmed to the Supreme Court by next week. That's nuts.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for helping out by buying shit through our Amazon link. It helps us out if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy, do that every time you go there. And whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just
fuck you, Coach Dave.
Helps us out.
Whew, boy, he's the biggest asshole. Every time you play a Coach Dave, I'm like, that's the worst one. It's easily the worst one.
Yeah, he really vaulted ahead, didn't he? He was kind of a fringe character for a while. And then now,
he is doing, he is giving people the rash. He's rationalizing raping someone. That's what those clips were.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Well, these feminists. That's what you get.
What if it was your daughter and she didn't want to fuck some guy for some reason?
Well, I like how it's an either or. You want equality and feminism, or do you want to get raped? Which is it? wait a minute. What?
Can we have feminism and can we not be raped?
Right.
He's a character out of Game of Thrones. He's not human.
Most of them aren't. I think we're seeing many of them aren't.
Bananas.
This is one of my favorite subjects. It makes me crazy.
Yes.
Along with a lot of religiosity bullshit, right. But this
fucking everything up.
This bullshit where on occasion people, mostly kids, are getting in trouble for not standing for the fucking pledge of goddamn creepy fascist allegiance.
One nation under God, indivisible.
And it's all creepy. It's all creepy. It was written by a socialist, BT Dubs, in the early 1900s, and he included a salute to the flag that looked a lot like this.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know that.
That's pre-Hitler.
Now,
it looked
for those
just
of you,
like the fucking Nazi salute.
For those of you wackos not watching through the window, Pat did the, oh, you already described
there was
it.
A so, hand gesture.
Are you kidding me?
Involved with the first, and there was no under God. Under God was added in the 50s
yes.
by the asshole religionists here in this country as
a
pushback against communism, the evil, godless communists. So we're going to show those evil Ruskies that we love the Lord.
Ooh.
And we're going to put under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And we're going to put it on all our money, too.
Can we have some progress? Can we have just a little bit of fucking progress in this motherfucker?
What we do, and then they get mad.
Yeah, that's what this is, right? Make America white again.
This is, I guess, good news, but the fact that this yes. had to happen in the first place is horrible. And then, again, it shows the assholitude of the Republicans, most especially the Texas Republicans, because this is in fucking Texas.
Lucky.
And we're dealing with the, I believe, being investigated for multiple felonies at the moment.
Multiple.
Attorney General of Texas.
Yes.
Paxton, what's his first name?
Bill Paxton.
Ken.
Okay.
He's now intervening in a court case.
Yes.
Where a lawsuit was won by a girl named India Landry, and her mother filed a lawsuit against the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District.
Okay.
After she's a high school student. After she was expelled for refusing to stand while the pledge was being recited in class.
Oh, good God.
This has been litigated, and the Supreme Court hath rung in. You can't do that. It's not, you can't compel someone to stand for the national anthem.
You know, whenever I hear stories like this, my thought is always good for the student, because doesn't this demonstrate some awareness of U.S. civics? Doesn't, you know what I mean? Isn't this demonstrating that she's thinking for herself?
Yeah, but you can't. There's a couple mitigating circumstances.
Okay.
She's black.
Oh, shit.
Ryan.
Right. Okay.
So they won a lawsuit.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
But Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, intervened and filed a motion to have the ruling overturned, because he says that the girl's mother didn't send an official letter opting out of the pledge, which I don't think you have to do. And these are the same polls that are saying we can't be forced to fill out a form to opt out of giving it, contraception in our insurance. That's the whole Hobby Lobby bullshit. They were upset because they had to fill out a form that said we're opting out of we're invoking our religious liberty and not including birth control,
right,
and contraceptives in our coverage. And they sued that was an undue burden, and they won. They fucking won. Now these assholes are saying, well, she should have to apply for a special permission to not stand up.
See, now that's an undue burden. Now you're making a kid go into a class, give their teacher a form, and God knows, we're talking about Texas. So who knows what kind of loon this teacher is? That's why you got to get rid of the pledge, right? Because if somebody who doesn't want to do it,
it's very creepy,
they're going to get ostracized. You don't think some other kid's going to be like, hey, fuck you, you don't want to stand?
I would certainly be sending a notice to any school if I had a kid that you better not make my kid stand.
Leave my kid alone. Yeah. Oh, my God. Leave my kid the fuck alone.
The fascist Paxson.
Yeah, really. He must be running
for something.
Will probably
be going to jail.
Oh, really?
He's under investigation for several felonies.
Oh, okay.
Campaign fraud and all kinds of shit. He's a big piece of shit. Texas, of course.
No, I'm sorry.
Texas Republican.
Okay, I was going to say I missed what party he's in.
Yeah.
Shocker.
As the United States Supreme Court has repeatedly recognized, parents have a fundamental interest in guiding the education and upbringing of their children. That interest rightfully includes determining whether their children should participate in the time-honored tradition of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States flag.
Since the 50s, though, right? Since the 50s.
So now, get this. This is the victimhood. He's saying, I'm trying to protect the people who want to force their kids to stand for that pledge.
This doesn't make any fucking sense.
A state may act to protect that interest, and the Texas legislature did so by giving... Something just happened and my window just fucking closed. The state legislature did so by giving the choice of whether an individual student will... the United States Supreme Court said that everyone has a right. The Texas legislature did not bestow the right, you cunts. Who the fuck do you think you are, you Texas moolah ass fucks?
Well, hey, maybe this will change once we get Brett Kavanaugh on the court.
The Texas legislature gave the choice whether an individual student will recite the pledge to the student's parent or guardian. The United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit held that doing so is a legitimate way to protect parents' interests in determining how their children will be educated on civic values and does not violate the student's First Amendment rights.
It doesn't have anything to do with civic values. Sitting there and reciting a goddamn weird
and he's twisting the 11th Circuit decision by saying, well, he's making the undue burden, like you said, on the ones that want to opt out, not on the ones that want to force their kids to do it.
Because has anyone ever been to school? What happens is, if you do something that's different than other people, the other students will torture you for it. That's how it works. So if you're the one kid that doesn't want to stand for the pledge, and that's your right.
That's when the Republicans
say, they're going to fuck with you.
Outside. You should make him go outside.
Well, they're going to make...
And they can't do that.
Right.
They can't. As long as they don't disrupt.
Yeah.
They can sit there quietly, not do it. And there's religious... There's the Jehovah's Witnesses don't do that.
Yeah.
They won't stand for the pledge. They won't make the pledge because guess what? They think that part of the Bible that says no false idols includes...
Yeah.
Creepy pledges to a flag. And I concur with them on that.
They just got to get rid of the pledge. Don't you see?
All of this shit.
It's problematic. It's weird. It's creepy.
Creepy national anthem before every goddamn fucking sporting event.
Yeah. It is fucked up.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
So, I mean, he's fucked. They'll probably be fucked. But there has also been a case in Florida.
Yes.
A reporter from BuzzFeed.
Fuck you.
Said specifically involving parental permission.
A parental permission to not do the pledge.
Right. He's saying that because apparently the parents never officially contacted the school and said their little snowflake could opt out, that therefore they were right in expelling the kid. They expelled her for not standing. Let's remember she's black. Let's add that in there.
What?
You pulled the race card. You know it has something
absolutely
to fucking do with it.
Dickhead. Yeah, you pulled a race card.
That's what they'll say, you know. It doesn't have anything to do with them being black. It's about supporting the troops and loving our country. You hate our country?
Guys.
I hate you.
Our society has to figure a way to protect kids. They just do.
How about protecting them from priests that are fucking the shit out of them? How about protecting them from youth pastors that are fucking the shit out of them?
How about there were more numbers that came out of Germany this week?
Yeah.
It's like 3,000 some odd cases, reported cases of child abuse, of molestation. 3,000 some odd cases. Why the fuck does the Catholic Church still fucking exist? Why are we not shutting them the fuck down? Are we so scared to protect our kids that we won't stand up to the Catholic Church? Get the fuck out of here.
Look at religion, man. I mean, people
God damn, guys.
People aren't going to stand up to religion. They're too...
Bowed
at the knees.
But not even for your kids. That's crazy. We should demand that Catholic Church just shut the fuck down.
Well, but
the
these
very
people,
least, take away their tax breaks.
These
whatever.
People who equate America with the Bible would argue it's the same thing, then.
What's the same thing?
America is anointed by the Lord. It's the country of God.
Well, to that I would say, your Lord can suck my dick.
Well, I concur.
Leave me alone. Go fuck off.
Keep your God on your lawn.
And keep your God on your lawn and keep your priest's fingers off these kids. You know? Start calling the police on these motherfuckers. Don't tell church officials. Go to the fucking cops.
Brian Kilmeade said, you know, it is a point. It is a good point to say, what if your daughter was the one who was sexually assaulted? But that means you have to stop and think, well, what if it's your son who's accused of the assault?
Then fuck. Then you've got some problems.
And there's
what the fuck is that supposed
to
mean?
The incidence of false accusations is minuscule.
Believe the victim.
They'll whip out one. They'll find an example. Oh, look, here's one who lied. Look, here's one who lied.
Christine Blasey Ford is fucking credible.
And again, somebody please tell us why she would do anything.
What's in it for her?
What's in it for
Brian?
Them? Well, you know, George Soros is secretly, you know, he's secretly paying them.
Citations, evidence.
Well, right.
Evidence. Show me a paid stub or some shit like that. You guys just hate women. That's all. What if it was your son that did it? That would be horrible. But, you know, can't let your son be a rapist. What kind of world does these Republicans, I don't understand what kind of world we're supposed to live in with these guys in charge.
Oh, my God, Lou Dobbs.
Fuck them.
Lou Dobbs even said he went after Jane Mayer, who's writing for The New Yorker. They're the ones that put out the story with the, I think, the latest. When didn't they put it out the latest? She co-wrote with Ronan Farrow.
Yeah.
About this new victim.
The new accuser. Is this the guy, when Brett Kavanaugh was at Yale, he waved his dick
waved his dick in front of this person's face? Yeah, allegedly.
That's nice.
Lou Dobbs attacked the journalist, Jane Mayer.
Yeah.
For her reporting on sexual assaults. He said, quote, she's been on this rampage for 25 years.
Rampage?
She's on this rampage for 25 years.
See, that's a sexist thing where if a woman speaks up, she's a bitch. She's shrill. She's insane. She's loony. She's a dingbat. Whatever the fuck. Lou Dobbs is like Archie Bunker with no Edith. Smoke more, dickhead.
It's stunning to see this stuff in the Times. It's more of a commentary on the times in which we live. It is, and I mean it, I'm grateful to be reminded by the Times of what they're actually capable of. Oh, he's talking about... Oh, he likes the Times going after Rosenstein.
Okay.
But he's not happy with the New Yorker.
He likes the Times going after Rosenstein, but doesn't want the New Yorker to...
Listening to Ronan Farrow going on about he couldn't substantiate anything, leaving the question open throughout. Why did the New Yorker publish it? What are their standards?
Doesn't Ronan Farrow have a lot of credibility in this? I mean, he's the one that broke the Harvey Weinstein story, right?
Yeah. But they're saying that he didn't, there weren't enough witnesses. Oh, and you know, I don't have that clip. It was from, I think, a few days ago. I saw another Brian Fisher one, but he's used this one before. Remember in the Bible where it says you have to have two witnesses?
Yeah.
Or it didn't happen?
Oh, my God.
Brian Fisher is saying none of these accusations fail the Bible or pass the Bible test where you're supposed to have two witnesses.
Hey, Brian, you can take that Bible, wind it up as tightly as you can and shove it in your asshole.
No, don't wind it up. Just ram it in there.
Ram it in there.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't matter. Fuck your Bible. Fuck it.
Quite bizarre times we live in.
Yeah, really.
Fortunately, the rest of the world laughed at Trump, though. So
that's nice. That's good. Nice. And hopefully he won't bomb the shit out of somebody because of it.
Hopefully he'll realize we're working on getting shit back on track here.
We got these gross, rapey, old, white, conservative, homophobic dickheads have to be driven from our government. How does our society suffer these people? How do we vote for them? What is wrong with people?
Guns? God?
Yeah, there's guns. What's up with these guns? Shit, man. If Jesus existed and he came back to this earth and he's anything like the fucking character he was in the Bible or whatever, he would smite all of you down. He would whip out fire from his laser beams from his fucking fingers and fuck everybody up. He'd fuck Coach Dave up, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Bill Cosby's publicist.
Yeah.
God. So, you know, sometimes you just got to.
How does this prosecutor that's going to question Kavanaugh, how the fuck does she look at herself in the fucking morning and is going to question the accuser on behalf of these rapey fucking Republicans? You got to be kidding me.
Ugh. After Bill Cosby was sentenced to prison, let out of court in handcuffs, he's sentenced to 3 to 10, by the way. His publicist, Andrew Wyatt, made some remarks and said, quote, this has been the most racist and sexist trial in the history of the United States.
The Cosby trial?
Yeah.
Sexist against dudes?
He also read a statement defending Cosby's civil rights record.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, he fought for black people to be treated equally. That's cool. That's great. He was also drugging and raping women.
A serial rapist, preying on actors that wanted jobs.
He also invoked Brett Kavanaugh. Quote, what is going... This is the publicist. What's going on in Washington today with Brett Kavanaugh is part of that sex war that Judge O'Neill, along with his wife, are part of.
Sex war? The war of, I don't want to be raped? The war of against the rapist? Yeah, I'm glad there should be a war against rapists. What the fuck kind of universe is that person in?
Listen to this.
No more LSD for you, dickhead.
He said, Mr. Cosby's doing great, and Mr. Cosby knows that God is watching over him.
No, fuck off.
He knows that these are lies. They persecuted Jesus, and look what happened.
You're a publicist?
I'm not saying Mr. Cosby is Jesus, but we know what this country has done to black men for centuries.
Listen.
If you were a black dude
yes.
who doesn't go around drugging and raping women, which is obviously the overwhelming majority of black men.
Yes.
How dare this fucker speak for them?
Also, I don't give a fuck about his civil rights record. I don't care about his acting. I don't give a shit about his stand-up. Yeah, whatever.
But he roofied women and blew his load on their feet.
More than anything, the guy is he's a serial rapist.
Right.
A serial rapist who's only going to go away 3 to 10 years.
He's lucky
it's a shame.
That we know of. He's lucky he didn't kill anybody. Because, you know, drugging someone into unconsciousness, there's a reason anesthesiologists get 6 figures a year for that shit. It's because putting it a little too far is easy. And killing someone.
Yeah, and you know, you think about all these people that molest, do this horrible shit, and the effects it has on their life, how people have to live with it, and the ripple effects.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck this guy. Your publicist is a fuckface.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
And God, what a disservice to publicists around the world. I mean, what a
Cosby.
Shitty...
Must be paying this person so much money. I mean, my God. You fucking whore, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. You got to take Bill Cosby's money?
So, there you go. That's Bill Cosby. It's his fucking awesome PR
How do they
person.
Decide? But he hasn't been sentenced. Or he has been sentenced.
He was dragged off to jail today. 3 to 10.
But if you're... Don't you know how they figure?
He's going to appeal.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Well, he's Jesus. He's nearly Jesus, according to his dickhead publicist. You get convicted of rape and then somebody's comparing you to Jesus?
Yes.
Wow. This publicist is not what you'd call subtle.
They persecuted Jesus. Look, they persecuted Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying he's Jesus.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Jeez.
I see.
The dickhead stand-up comic.
Oh, this is a
fucking rape people
misleading headline here.
Yeah.
About Burt Reynolds. I saw it on the side that Burt Reynolds reportedly left his son out of his will.
Oh, shit.
I saw that a couple weeks ago. He did. And in the will, he even wrote, I did see these headlines elsewhere, and it's very misleading because he did leave his son out of the will. He even wrote that I am not providing for my son in this document.
Right.
Because I have set up a living trust for him, which we then found out all of his money is going into. This document, this will that writes his son out of it, there's nothing in it because they had already he had already transferred everything into the living trust.
Right.
It's just covering anything else that might not count.
That's stupid.
So they're smearing. I mean, he was an asshole.
Right.
But they're smearing. Burt Reynolds by trying to make it sound like he cut his son out of the will when it's not true. The son has all the money now without having to pay your death taxes, Republicans. You should love that.
Yeah. You should be all for that shit. And by the way,
they found a way to avoid estate tax.
I don't know much about Burt Reynolds, but in terms of what we've covered today, I don't know if he's on the asshole scale or where he is on the asshole scale. Oh, my God.
I think he was a pretty big asshole, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this Coach Dave. And this fucking... Damn, this is the asshole show. Welcome to the asshole show.
An asshole country. We read that... I read that...
You got an asshole
that
government.
That tweet storm yesterday about asshole culture that one guy wrote, right?
Oh, my God.
And that's where we're at. We're an asshole bro culture.
I think I can only listen to that book on the weekends because it just fucks me up for this. Mad fear.
Fear by
just so frustrating Bob Woodward. To me. How could we let such a dickhead, dumbass fascist roll into the White House? It's the idiots. We're just idiots.
If you're wondering what is going on in the Senate otherwise.
Shit. Who knows? Probably a bunch of rape. Rape, shitty white guy shit, fucking bullshit.
Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, one of the cowards jumping ship.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Bobby.
Pretending to find a spine every once in a while now that he is retiring.
Eat dicks.
Mitch McConnell has scuttled a vote on a bill introduced by Bob Corker.
Yes.
That would have created a review process by which Congress would approve any trade restrictions. In other words, prevent the president from slapping tariffs willy-nilly on other countries at his will.
So why did Cocaine Mitch scuttle? Is he still sucking that Trump dick, baby?
Yep.
Hey, Bob, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. See, you're leaving, and Mitch the bitch doesn't have to do anything, right? Because he's like, why would I help out Bob Corker? He's on his way out, that coward. I don't give a fuck about Bob.
There, he added it to federal aviation administration reauthorization bill.
Yay.
And they're saying that so many measures have been added to the FAA reauthorization that it looks like a kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Although over a dozen proposals were approved, Corker's restrictions were not.
Okay. Great.
A number of Trump critical Republican senators, including Jeff Flake, garnered headlines in July when the Senate voted 88-11 in support of congressional oversight of tariffs, which was a symbolic victory.
Don't we want oversight of Trump? Any kind of oversight you can get, you would think. I read somewhere that Walmart's warning customers that their prices are going to go up because of this trade war with China.
Yeah, everything's got a lot of shit's going to go up.
What? So what? Why would Trump do that? Wouldn't he think, oh boy, if I make everything in America more expensive for the voters, they're going to hate my ass.
Just a little pain for a while, and then it's going to get all better. Don't worry.
God, he probably says that right before he fucking sexually assaults somebody. These gross fucking Republican dick bags. We got to be done with these fuckers.
The mushroom's going caving.
Oh, God. And Russia's like, hey, listen, Stormy Daniels doesn't know what she's talking about his dick. His dick's fine. That's the weirdest shit ever. Right? I mean, that's the weirdest story ever.
The Russians? Yeah.
Defending Trump's dick.
Yes. On state television.
Who makes time for that?
On their state news programs.
Who's like, who do I need to protect today? Oh, I need to protect Trump's feelings about his penis. Shit, that's weird.
We've got also, we were talking about Avenatti.
Avenatti. Love this guy.
Michael Avenatti.
Go get him.
They're saying, he says that his accuser is coming forward tomorrow, I believe.
During the vote. No. The vote is Friday. Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. Good. What's up? The sound?
Michael Avenatti protected his tweets for some reason.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay.
That's very interesting. I was just going to read the tweet that he tweeted, but...
You can't read the twats.
For some reason, he locked his account.
Okay.
But we've got a... This is also Texas.
Fuck you, boy!
An administrator at a private school in Texas...
Eat my dick.
...has been suspended indefinitely...
Damn!
...after lashing out with a profane rant against attorney Michael Avenatti.
Oh, shit.
Butch Groves is his name.
Butch Groves.
Is the head of upper school, whatever that means, at Oak Ridge School in Arlington, which is a suburb of Dallas.
Right.
He reportedly sent direct messages on Twitter.
Yes.
Yesterday, calling Avenatti, quote, a fucking douchebag and a lying piece of shit.
Oh, shit. This guy's going after Avenatti? Why would you do that? This guy's going to eviscerate you, you dummy.
And, but I think Avenatti turned him in and got him fired.
Oh, shit, baby. That's what I am talking about. That's what's up.
Avenatti tweeted, let this be a lesson to those that believe they can send abusive messages to me or others without consequence. People are free to engage in spirited debate, but if you are abusive, you will be held accountable.
Let me translate. You gonna fuck with me? I'm gonna fuck with you, motherfucker. Yeah. That's I love that. Yeah, go get him. This dickhead's in charge of a school.
The head of the school, John Kellum, issued a public statement. Oak Ridge employees are expected to maintain the respect, dignity, and professionalism that is consistent with our mission. Mr. Groves' conduct was inconsistent with these policies and with standards. I have therefore suspended Mr. Groves indefinitely as we conclude our investigation.
Pack up your knives and go home, loser.
So there you go. Texas asshole.
God, how many Texas stories?
And he's an educator.
What did he call him? A douchebag or a, you can't just send threatening messages to somebody on Twitter because you disagree with.
Yeah. You're a fucking douchebag. You're a lying piece of shit.
he's trying to keep what, how is Avenatti a piece of shit? How is he a piece of shit? Explain that to me.
Because he came out with the new allegations about Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What this guy was mad about.
He's a lawyer for a victim. How is he a douchebag?
Because he's lying, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Because Brett Kavanaugh didn't fuck anybody or diddle anybody. He was he's still a virgin, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where those two daughters are.
We didn't even talk about that. He went on TV and told the country he's a fucking virgin.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
Who gives a fuck?
It doesn't mean...
He was a virgin in college?
Well, and they're talking about that, though, with that boofing thing. Like, have you boofed yet? They may be, maybe they think that if you fuck somebody in the ass, that's not intercourse.
What the fuck?
It's okay. I didn't fuck her in the vagina, so it's not sex.
I was a virgin in high school. Or what did he say? He says, I'm a virgin in high school?
Years afterwards.
Oh, God.
And years after.
Hey, Brett, who cares?
And that doesn't mean you can't hold someone down and attempt to rape them. Just because you didn't enter them and blow a load doesn't disqualify it from being sexual assault.
I keep coming back to what she said. She said, I feared for my life. She thought she was...
Yeah.
You made her think she was going to die, you dickhead.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck when you lost your virginity. Shove it up your ass.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Jeez.
We're going to be back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, and your favorite application. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow for Hump Day. Everybody have a great evening, afternoon, day, wherever the hell you're listening to us. Thanks for listening.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.